This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allah says in the glorious Quran, in Surah Imran, chapter number 3, verse number 64, Kul ya ahl al-kitab, say O people of the book, Ta'alu ila kalimatin sawa'in baynana baynakum, come to common terms as between us and you. Which is the first term? Allah, na'budu illallah, that we worship none but Allah. Wala nushrika bihi shay'an, that we associate no partners with him. وَلَا يَتَّخِذَ بَعْضُنَا بَعْضًا أَرْبَابًا مِنْ دِنِ اللَّهِ, that we erect not among ourselves lords and patrons other than Allah. فَانْتَوَلَّوْا, then if they turn back, فَقُلُوا شَدُوا, say he bear witness, بِأَنَّا مُسْلِمُونَ, that we are Muslims bowing our will to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This verse of the glorious Quran, according to me, it is the master key for doing dawah. It says, قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ, say O people of the book, تَعَالَوْا إِلَىٰ كَلِمَةٍ سَوَاءٍ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمْ, come to common terms as between us and you. The most important part of dawah is Allah, na'budu illallah, that we worship none but Allah. Wala nushrika bihi shay'an, that we associate no partner with him. Wala yattakhidha ba'duna ba'dan arbaban min dunillah, that we erect not among ourselves lords and patrons other than Allah. Fantawallahu, faqulu shadu bi'anna muslimun, and if they turn back, say that we bear witness. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us a way, showing us a way in the glorious Quran, how to do dawah with the Christian. Ta'ala ila kalimatin sawa'in baynana baynakum, come to common terms as bin asani. When you have to come to common terms, how can you come to common terms without reading the scriptures? So Allah is telling us, we should learn about their religion also, so that you can convey the message to them. Talking about comparative study. When they are showing the Burhan, you have to study the Burhan and try and prove the point of Islam to them. We just don't have to swallow it hook, line and sinker. And all these attacks that the Christian missionaries do on the Muslims, it is there available on video. The answers also there on my website, zakirnaik.com. It shows us the way how to do dawah. But most of us Muslims, we want to give excuses for not doing the job. Many Muslims come and tell me, you know, Brother Zakir, I want to do dawah, but I don't have knowledge. Our beloved Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, it's mentioned in Sahih Bukhari, volume number 4, hadith number 3461. Balligu anni walau ayah, propagate even if it be one verse. Even if you know one verse of Islam, it's your duty to propagate it. You don't have to wait till you become like Sheikh Ahmad Didad. You don't have to wait till you become a big da'i or a big sheikh or a knowledgeable person. A beloved prophet said, "Ballighu anni walau ayah." Propagate even if you know one verse about Islam. And doing da'wah is easy. You don't have to wait till you become like Sheikh Didad. At least you know that there is one Allah. You know there is one Allah. Go and tell the people. If they tell you, how can you prove? If you don't know, come back and do your homework. I've given a talk on concept of God, a major world religion, where I prove the concept of Allah. I gave that talk in Ilorin, and inshallah I'll be giving the same talk, concept of God in major world religion, in Kefi on Wednesday, on the 8th of November, in the University of Kefi. I'll be giving a talk on concept of God, a major world religion, and my son Farik will give a talk on Islam, the solution to the problems of humanity. It's at 9:30 on 8th of November, Wednesday. It's about 40 to 45 minutes drive from here. Then, after saying about one God, you tell them, why don't you believe in the last and final messenger, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him? If they tell you, how can you prove? If you don't know, come and do your homework. I've given the talk on Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the various world religious scriptures. Hear the talk, memorize it, give the answer. About Tawheed, concept of God in major world religion. About Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in the various world religious scriptures. Then tell them, why don't you offer Salah? How can you prove it? Don't know the answer? Come and do your homework. I've given the talk on Salah, the programming towards righteousness. In this way, the moment you start doing dawah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep on giving you more and more knowledge. I'm a medical doctor. I'm not a Dai. I was inspired by Sheikh Ahmad Didat. I heard his speeches on the video and I started talking and Allah kept on giving me more and more. You have to get into the field. Start talking. Once you start talking, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep on supporting you. And then inshallah, you'll get more knowledge and you'll be able to convey the message better. You can't give the rescue that don't have knowledge. A prophet said, "Balligho anni walau ayah," propagate even if you know one verse about Islam. Then some people will say, the Quran says, "Lakum dinukum wal yaddin," to use your way to me is mine. So why should you do dawah? What they're quoting is half the, only one verse, out of context. What they're quoting is Surah Kafirun, chapter number 109, verse number 6. You have to quote the full surah. Full surah, Surah Kafirun, chapter 109, verse number 1 to 6 says, "Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun, la a'budu ma ta'budun, wala antum a'buduna ma'bud, wala ana a'budu ma'abadtum, wala antum a'buduna ma'bud, lakum deenukum waliyad-deen." Say to those who reject faith, "I will not worship that what you worship, nor will you worship what I worship. I will not worship what you want me to worship, nor will you worship what I worship. To you is your way, to me is mine." Before saying "to you is your way and to me is mine," you have to deliver the message. Only after you deliver the message, and if they don't accept it, then you can say "lakum dinukum waliyad-deen." You cannot say that first, according out of context. You have to deliver the message, explain to them about Islam, and then if they don't accept, it's not your fault. Allah says in the Quran in Surah Jashia, chapter number 88, verse number 21 and 22, "Fazakkir innama anta muzakkir." Your job is to deliver the message. Changing hearts in the hands of Allah. You have to deliver the message, rest leave it to Allah.